Today's daf in the Sechet Menachot is the exciting Pei Gimel, just getting back to consciousness after having been in the pub yesterday. And here it's a bit premature, but we're off in the pug. And we have today, halfway down the daf, B'matnita Tana. So yesterday, you will recall that we went through every last word in the Pasuk of Zot HaTorah Lo'olala Mincha L'chatat L'Hashem L'Milu'im L'Zevach HaShlamim. The reason that we did that was because we were wondering where Rabbi Akiva learnt out the halacha that a Pesach is Korev Min HaChulin. And we said he learns it out from the following. Now the truth is we're smack bang in the middle of what this has to do with Rabbi Akiva and the following, because we haven't gotten up to there yet. But in order to remember what we're going to get into today, let us recall that in the Mishnah, the way that we knew that the Pesach was, that all korbanot were only brought from the Chulin, is from the Zavakta Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha Tzonu Vakar. For some reason, we don't know what the reason is yet, but for some reason Rabbi Akiva didn't learn from that Pesach the obvious question of how could a Pesach be brought from a Tzonu Vakar? That's ridiculous. It must be a limud about Tzonu Vakar. And that was all based on the Pesach in the Pesach being capable of serving as a model. Now, Rabbi Akiva didn't hold that it could serve as a model because they didn't have Shar Mishi'i. And therefore, there was nothing but Chulin in Mitzrayim. So how does that prove anything about our times when there is Chulin? So therefore, as far as the halacha is concerned, if his knowing the din, that Bizman HaZeh Pesach would come from Chulin, that we need from another Makar. But it appears that we need to know that all Korbanot are Korev Min HaChulin from another Makar. And he doesn't learn it on from where Rebbe Eliezer learns that. So both of these questions are to be concluded today. And they're dependent on a braita which quotes Rabbi Akiva's own approach to this sugya. And it's from Rabbi Akiva's approach that we will learn how it is that he's completely consistent with his da'at to argue on Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah and not use the Pesach as the model, the Pesach as a model. B'matnita tana mishmid Rabbi Akiva, that's not precisely what you said. Some of the limudim, yes, I agree with you. But others of these words, Zot HaTorah La'olah La'mincha L'chatat La'Hashem V'Limiluim L'Zevach HaShlamim. So yesterday we learned that Olah requires Kli. I'll go along with that. But the La'mincha, I don't go along with the way you learned the Mincha. Because you learned the Mincha is the Makor of the Din of Eina Nechal Elo Zichrei Kuhuna. I don't agree with that. I say that we learn from Mincha something entirely different. And we know why, you see. Because we already saw yesterday that using Mincha as a model for Eina Nechal Elo Zichrei Kuhuna didn't make quite much sense, since the model was for what? That an ashram is eaten by Zichrei Kuhuna, it says so. That a chatas is eaten by Zichrei Kuhuna, it says so. That the only other instance of Kodesh Kadashim and Zvachim that are eaten by Zichrei Kuhuna, which is Zichrei Shalmei Tzibur, according to the Pasuk of Yochal Oto, which is an extra word instead of Tochlenu, the same Pasuk, Tochlenu, Yochal Oto, that according to one Mandiomar we said yesterday, that means to be Marbe Zichrei Kuhuna for Zichrei Shalmei Tzibur, in which case we don't need a model for anything, because it says so by every single case individual. If you hold like that Man D'Omar, and not like the Man D'Omar here, the Tanakama, who said that indeed I need to learn it out from Mincha, what do I learn Mincha for? And that's what this bright is coming to tell me. That Ma Mincha Mekadeshet Bivalua, Afko Mekadeshet Bivalua. We know that the Mincha also, it says by Mincha Beferush, the same lashon that it says by the Chatat, Kol HaNogea BaYikdash, and therefore it teaches me that there's a din of Balua into the Mincha and out of the Mincha. Now, it's Trichlum that you said, but I know that. I know that from Chatat. That's the main din that I learned yesterday from Chatat. In the Bright, of course, now I'm going to have to learn something out of Chatat, because now I'm using Mincha as the Makor for the Chatat. But I need both, says the Braita. Itzich lemichtav b'mincha, and itzich lemichtav b'chata. Why is that? Because let's say, ikatav rachmana b'mincha, let's say the Torah would have written the kolar dogea b'yikdash by the mincha, I would say, well, yes, that's because in mincha is very soft, and therefore it is given to absorption. It's bal'ah. But a chatat is not very soft, a malo. On the other hand, remember that bliya works in both directions. It could be mavliya ba'acherim, and it could be bolea. So I might have said, yikata v'chana b'chatat. That's because, listen, chatat is basar. Basar is very shamin. That has a tendency to stick and penetrate. And therefore, I understand that things are balea from it. So agav, the shamein, it's kodir. But a mincha, a mincha is not slippery in any way. And therefore, a malo tzricha. Yeah, exactly. The issue over here isn't touching. It's not magic. It has to be balua. Remember, we learned out all of those various dinim of balia, specifically, of course, by Kodesh, from this halacha.
So when the chatas touches
shlamim, let's say, then the shlamim has to be eaten like a chata.
It touches a mincha?
No, there wouldn't be nageh. They have the same dinim. No, we're talking about a shlomim touching to a mincha. But a shlomim is kachin kaw. It has to be cases where you're going to make an afkamina in the dinim of achila.
So the mincha would get the din of the shlomim the eater of the day?
No, it always is kichomor shabbat.
So how did we change the food? Like the shlomim?
You know, you change the shlomim. Kol nageva in the mincha becomes kodesh. But let's tell me, perfectly kosher mincha. What is the din of the mincha that has affected those things that are bolea the mincha? That's what we're talking about here. Now, the chatat, therefore, it serves as a different kind of model now. So what is the model of the chatat? Now that we're using the mincha to tell me this aloha. The chatat comes to tell me that just like the chatat, here we go. This is Rabbi Akiva. Here is the din that Rabbi Akiva was missing. Just like a chatat has to come from chulin, and chatat serves as the model from the pasuk to teach me a hekesh from chatat. We'll see in a moment how we know the chatat is enan ba'alam and achulin to all korbanot that are enan ba'at elam elchulin. So just like a chatat only is brought from chulin, only is brought in the daytime, only is brought with the kohen's right hand, af kol, so too all korbanot enan ba'alam and achulin uveyom uveyadoi amanit. We now understand Rabbi Akiva. Except, of course, we don't understand what he's going to do with the pasuk that Rabbi Eliezer used. How about the problem of Bokar Vitzon, Tzon of Akar, rather, by a Korban Pesach? There's no such din. That we don't know yet, but we will. We'll get to it. And ask the Gemara, but wait, how do we know that the Chatat itself is only brought Midachulin, that Rabbi Akiva is now using Chatat as a model? On Rav Chista, well, that's basically in the essential mekor, in the miluim itself. V'ikriv Aaron et par hachatat asher lo. It's got to be from his personal funds. Mishal lo velo mishal maaser. Okay, we now understand. But wait, you said something strange. I mean, it wasn't important to our limud right now. We were only focusing on the chulin. But by the way, you mentioned that I'm going to learn out from chatat that korbanot need to be brought in the daytime. I don't learn that from Chatat. I learned that from a general posek asher tziva Hashem et Moshe Bahar Sinai biyom et zavoto et bnei Yisrael lakriv et korbanayim. Does that say anything about a Chatat? It says about all korbanot. So why are you telling me from Chatat? Oh, yeah, you're right. Kidei Nazo. Usually these three halachot go hand in hand. The din of chulin, the yom, the yavdoa, yamanit, for many halachas are mentioned together. So I slipped. I just said the whole thing, but I really meant menachulin. And what about the yadoa yamanit? Well, why do I need chatas to teach me yadoa yamanit? Yadoa yamanit is a general rule that we spent so much time on of Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Rabba b'mida Rabba Bar Bar Chana nafka the yom Rabba Bar Bar Chana Reish Lakish. We learned out from Mitzorah very painstakingly that kol makom shenemar etzpa or kahuna, remember it's a question, etzpa or kahuna, does kahuna require etzpa? But in any event, certainly it's not a din that is specific to chatat, that it's eno ela yamin, which we learn out from yado ha-yemanit and all of the dinim of yemanit from the mitzorah. You're right. I got sort of caught up in that too. Ela yamin, that's true, but this kidei nasba. Asham. What do I learn out from Asham? Not the stuff that you learned out. Obviously not. Because Rabbi Akiva is Einodan Efshar Mishii Efshar. And since an Asham cannot be a male, it's a little silly to use it as a model for what the din is of the embryo that it's carrying inside it. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva, of course, Lashitato is going to have a different limud from the Asha. What is his limud? Ma Asham Atzmotav Mutarim, which we learn out from the pasuk, who? It and not its inedible parts, including the bone. Af Kol Atzmotav Mutarim, and there is no din of Kedusha on the Atzamot. Now, everything makes sense except for our not understanding what Rabbi Akiva does with that pasuk that the Mishnah focuses on. Hai v'zavachta Pesach. The pasuk that says v'zavachta Pesach tzonu v'kar, that doesn't even make any sense. Bishlama, if we were darshaning it the way Rabbi Eliezer was, that we're using Pesach as a model for chulin, and that we're saying tzonu v'kar is a reference to all other karbanot that can be brought from either tzonu v'kar, fine. But if he's learning that halacha out of Chatat, and it's from the Hekesh, what in the world? There's no sense in this pasuk. A Pesach cannot be brought from Tzon. So what does it mean? My Ovid life. Mi boy leilei kerut. Nachman has. Again, as we've seen so many times before, he uses this to teach me the famous halacha, the Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, minayin lemotar ha-Pesach shekarev shelamim. How do we know that if you have monies left over or an animal left over that had been set aside to back up your carbon Pesach, and now it's not needed, what do you do with that animal? It is a shlomi. Shenemar v'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem Elokecha, and it shall be used for tzonu v'kar. That's how we're going to understand it. Because on the simple level, it makes no sense. Follow in Pesach by elamina kvasim u'mina yizim. Therefore, it must be coming to tell me that this Pesach has a dual identity and that it can also apply to that carbon, that marvelously versatile carbon called the shlomi, that can come from anything. So, motar ha-Pesach yeh ledavar haba min ha-tzon min ha-bakar. There is one carbon that you can choose, whatever it is that you want, that will still be similar to the Pesach, and that is the carbon shlomim, which teaches us that a Pesach is essentially a carbon shlomim when it's not being brought as a Pesach. But, says the Gemara, but there's so many other mikorot for that din. Why would Rabbi Akiva need to learn that as Rabbi Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua? Didn't we learn that v'ami hacha nafka? Didn't we learn it from the Avua Yishmu nafka? Dichtiv. Another pasuk says, "Ve'im minatzon karbanol zevach shelamim." V'yomer avu adishmul. What this means is that davar haba min hatzon should be lezevach shelamim. I mean, you see how strange the construction of that sentence is. And if from the tzon is his carbon for a zevach shelamim, to say if you're bringing a zevach shelamim min hatzon, so it's saying the famous carbon min hatzon, which is the Pesach, it shall be for the Zevach Shlomim. So that tells me that when a Pesach is not being brought as a Pesach, such as Motar Pesach, it should be a Shlomim. And by the way, that isn't even the only other location that we find this halacha. There's a third location, the Akati, and yet Mehacha Nafka. Do we learn from here? Mehata Nafka. We learn it from the Pasuk that introduces the din of the carbon shlomi, which is the very next pasuk following the im min hatzon karbano. There it says, im kesev hu makriv et karbano. So that im, the first word in the pasuk, keves, is l'rabot et ha-pesach la'alya. That since this pasuk describes what to do with, and it does this separately. Remember, keves, the tzon is two different things, sheep and goats. The most important difference in terms of the mizbeach between sheep and goats is that there's the tzon that we're bringing a keves and a tzon that we're bringing from aid. And the keves is different because the keves has a fat tail. So sheep have a very large and fatty extended tail, extended horizontally. It's like a flap of flesh, which a goat, of course, doesn't have. It just has a typical small tail. And that alya is actually a very choshev part of the animal, which is brought on the mizbeach together with the emurim. And, of course, there's no such thing as bringing a tail in other animals. We're going to learn out. But how about a carbon pesach? Because this new din of the alya is a din specifically by Shlomi. Since it says here a keves, that means any keves. Pesach, which is brought from a keves, is also alia. So then it's another limud. Im keves? What do you mean if keves? Just say, Not if keves. A keves for shlamim requires an aliyah. What do you mean? And if you've decided to bring a keves, it must be that there's an if and when. So when you're bringing, or if, meaning if you didn't have the Pesach at its correct time, and it was now avra shinato, if the Pesach is already too old to be brought, then shu'it and shlamim aboy machmat Pesach, and all shlamim, which include the motar of the Pesach, so that if I have leftovers which can only be used for the korban shlamim, all of the mitzvot of the shlamim that are meant specifically for shlamim, namely smicha, nesachim, etunufas, chazer, v'shof, which is that threesome that we always talk about, differentiating shlamim from Pesach, from Maaser, from Bechor. This din smicha, nesachim, etunufas, chazer, v'shof applies to all of the types of Pesach and all of the shlamim that are coming from Motar Pesach. There's a chiyuv of nesachim, etunufas, chazer, v'shof, and smicha. Now, when it adds the next pasuk, and it's that's an entire parsha of ve'im eiz, but if the eiz is what you're going to be using, which is the goat, that's coming lehafsika inyan. We now have divided between the dinim of keves and eiz for one thing. So that the A's, the tail of an A's is not brought. But anyway, we're ending up with three psukim. What the heck do we need three psukim? We have a nachon or a rabba baravua, which is v'zavarta pesach Hashem alakecha tzon vakar. That's wild. And then we have the keves, and then we have the veim keves. Why do we need three psukim? Because we have tlatak proiktiv. There are indeed three separate limudim. Because, look, you've got chad la'avrazmano va'avrashnato. Suppose you had a korban pesach, or something that could have been brought as a korban pesach, and you didn't bring it for pesach, you had another one instead, and before pesach sheni, the animal is going to be too old to be used as a pesach. It reaches its first birthday. So it's now no longer ban shnato. That's completely wrecked, because there's no options for using it as a Pesach. Not for Pesach Rishon, because you missed it. You can't go back in time. And not for Pesach Sheni, because it missed the boat by getting too old. That would be the first level that we would say, okay, fine, that's out of the running. So that should be brought as a shlum. But then we need another Pesach, you see, for only of Razvana. You had a Pesach here, maybe it's only 6 months old. You missed it for the carbon for Pesach Risha. Now, obviously, you don't need it for Pesach Sheni. I mean, that's not the point. But the carbon is theoretically within the realm of a Pesach, because someone who would need a carbon Pesach at Pesach Sheni would be able to use this for a Pesach Sheni, and therefore we can't say it's ipso facto not a Pesach. So maybe that cannot be brought as a shlomi. It's still a Pesach. And then we need another pasuk yet for you're standing a month before Pesach with a young korban, and you decide that you're going to bring it as something else, shalom lishma, that it's brought as a shlomi, as a din of a kosher shlomi. Now that's, of course, a beef of bigger thing. So chad is lo avrazmano velo avrashnato, where it has none of the chesronot, because look, obviously, it doesn't say any of this in the pasuk. But if you are trying to derive a din from the pasuk, or you're given one indication that a korban pesach is a shlamim, what's your first reaction? You mean when it's completely out of the running. It's both too old and it already missed the time of the korban pesach. That's all I know. I wouldn't know any of the other cases. So that would be my first expectation. Avrazman or avrashnato, okay. It's out of the entire class of Pesach. But I mean, I would have said to myself, where over there it's still Chozer LePesach Sheni. It's usable within the class of Pesachim. Emalo, perhaps, indeed, that cannot be brought as a shlomi. Let's say I have my next limud. I say to myself, okay, now I know that. So the Iashmin and Avrazmano, the law of Rashnato, I'd say, all right, because you missed Pesach. But how about if you haven't even gotten to Pesach yet? It's still pouring time. So there, that's because itchele mi Pesach Rishon have a law of Razmano, a law of Rashnato, where it's even a kosher korban for Pesach Rishon. So maybe I would say that over there, Ema lo, you can't bring that as a shlok. Therefore, tzricha, we need all three. So, okay, and that explains what Rabbi Akiva does with the Tzonu Vakar. in the Mishnah, and we've now explained where Rabbi Akiva knows the din of Chulin. He learns out of Chatas, not that Pesach is the primary limud. Indeed, Chatas is the primary limud. Hadran alach hatoda haitaba'a, believe better. Fight on, says Richie. Fight on begins.
Perek.
The boy from the Bronx. Kol korbanot hatzibur v'hayachid. Moving on now to some of the specific dinim of where and what type of wheat, and from where do we bring the wheat, and is it dafka from Eretz Yisrael? What's the halacha benogei lechodesh? Does chodesh apply in chutz laretz? Can there be a hakrova of the omer shteilechem from chutz laretz? Things that we briefly touched upon before, but didn't get into the details, nor did we hear the surprising alternative opinions about this issue, which is rather shocking, which we'll see today. We now begin our next perek that describes where all of the menachot would be brought from. So kol korbanot, referring to the menachot in this context, of the tzibur and of the yachid, ba'in min ha'aretz or mechutz la'aretz, you can bring that grain from anywhere you wish. The solot could have been brought from anywhere. Min ha'chadash or min ha'yashan, whether it's grain that grew from this year, that is becoming mutar only with this year's omer, or whether it's grain that's been in storage for the past 10 years. It's all perfectly okay. Chutz min ha'omer v'shtei alechem. There are two specific cases. And those are the two menachot that are brought as a response of agriculture in Eretz Yisrael to what is new, the reshit and the chadash. And therefore, of course, it can only come from Eretz Yisrael by definition. And that's all the ki tavo'u el ha'aretz, ki tavo'u el ha'aretz moshotechem. So there, it's a din in Eretz Yisrael. And, of course, it has to be from the grain that otherwise would have been usher until it's brought. I mean, that's our givens. We're going to challenge all these givens. But our givens are very, very clear that the point of the Omer and the Shtei Alechem is to take that grain that grew this year, that is prohibited, and therefore grew in Eretz Yisrael, as an expression of the Kitavo to Eretz Yisrael, bringing the first of it, similar to the Bikurim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bringing it to the Mizbeach, the Beit HaMikdash, and then we're matir the other grain in Eretz Yisrael that had been grown up until this point. The Omer to everyone, the Shtei Alechem to the Beit HaMikdash for the Menachot. That's the givens that have always been our first assumption. And the Mishnah seems to corroborate those assumptions. The Kulan in Abain, Ela min HaMufchar, only the very finest, la creme de la creme of the Chita, can become the solet for the menachot, or the for when it comes to the omer, can become the geras of the omer. The ezel mufchar shalahem, thank heavens we have Barnea's neighborhood with us. What exactly is the location of the place where we would bring the la creme de la creme, michmas and zanucha? Is the correct girsa, and those places are the finest of grain. They are alpha. They are A-plus rated for solet. And Rabbi Barnea is happy to tell us about michmas and about zanuch.
That this mechmas is the mechmas which is to the north of Yerushalayim, where Yonatan fought the Plishtim, and mechmas, the Arab town, retained the area of Mash. But
can you tell us precisely where that would be? Which road?
Nun Sadik, Highway 6, the stuff of Highway 60, and
Help our Chutzlaretz non-map holders. Oh, tell us precisely
near Beit El, between Jerusalem and Beit El to the east.
Very good. And what about Zanucha? Would that perhaps be Zanoah?
As Abba's pointing out, the problem with that identification of Mechmash is it doesn't have many open fields. So if Zanoach near Beit Shemesh is this Zanoach, that's a great place for you.
And that, of course, nobody would know better than the man who bicycles there every week. And that is Abba. Tell us about the fields of Zanoach.
That is the earth.
That's great. Good place to raise wheat?
Great place. I'm from Saskatchewan.
Very good. Now that's Alpha. What?
The wheat in that
area... Saskatchewan is a question of whether it's kosher. We're going
to
see.
The wheat in that area is so good that we are exporting it to Italy to make wine. That's how good the wheat is.
Oh, my gosh. This is alpha, alpha. Let me tell you.
We're exporting to Italy.
That's amazing. Wow. See, it was worth Barnea's coming today, let me tell you. Now, no, he's talking about Zanoah. Shnei Alehem, now the second to Alpha, was Ophraim or Hophraim or Kophraim, there's different girsaot, in the Bik'ah. Any idea? No. The truth is, Kol Haratzot Yukshirot, remember the din of Mufchar is Lechatchila. So you could bring from any place in Eretz Yisrael. So when we call Haratzot, remember we mean Yehuda, Ebra, Yarden, Galil, and so on. Those are the different Haratzot within Eretz Yisrael. And of course, as we know, what's one of the most unique elements of Eretz Yisrael is its different climates that meet all, and its different topographies and the geologies because of the Rift Valley. So we have a lot of different lands in this small land. All of the Aratzot were Ksherot, but this was in practice where the best was grown, and Mikana Yumevi'in. Now, our Mishnah, which corroborates our naive assumptions about the Omer Nishtei Alechem being, as any reader of the Pasuk would imagine, the Reishis and the Chodosh and the Kitavo, and it has to be for Eretz Yisrael, Mimosh Votechem Taviu. I mean, like, this is given, right? Nonetheless, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, surprisingly, the Mishnah is Deloki Aitana. Detanya, the Braita says that the Omer can come from Yashan. So you could bring the Omer from grain that has been stored for the past 10 years. This is astonishing. If it came in Ayashan, it would be kosher. The Shtei Alechem, which would come from Ayashan, would be also kosher. I mean, it wouldn't be the mitzvah l'chatchila. It would be chaser mitzvah. How do I know this? Omer, because we have a ribui. It says takriv, additionally, et minchat bikurecha. And that means takriv afilu mina aliyah. Aliyah has double meanings. Aliyah means from the finest tvua, but it also means from the attic, from that which was stored. Shtei alechem, tichtiv mimoshvotechem, vimimoshvotechem taviu. So we learn out from there, moshvotechem only, velo mechutz laretz, mimoshvotechem taviu, meaning afilu mina aliyah. But wait a minute, did you just say that Mimoshvatechem Fikte to tell me only from Eretz Yisrael? No, it's the Taviu I'm stressing now. I'm saying Omar Kra Taviu, bring it under any all circumstances. Meaning Afilu Mina Aliyah. Don't use that Pusik. We had it before in Dafayin Zayin. Omi Boile, that was the Makor of the Isaron. Taviu, meaning Ko Masha Tamevi, Mimakomachera Reyu Kizet. Always bring a mincha with this measurement. So how all of a sudden are you using it for this? That's not a problem. Because it could have said tavi. Was it taviyu? That means shema minatarte. One, a reference specifically to the Shtei Alechem, and the other to a general din. Wherever you guys are going to bring a mincha, bring it. How could you say that Yashan is kosher when in both the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, it says reishit specifically. Always talks about Omer Reishit Ktirchem, Korban Reishit Takrivu. It sounds crazy to say that the Omer and the Shtei Alechem that are defined as Reishit can be from 10-year-old grain. Why not? We know that the Klal is in Kachim that a definition is not binding unless there's an indication that it's binding either through repetition, the Shana Alavakatuv La'akev, or through one of the key words of Havaya, or Chok, or Chain, but none of those words apply here. So that's only a mitzvah. But what about the additional word? How about Vikraftem Mincha Chadasha LaHashem, which we are about to reach? Mibokharat HaShabbat HaShavit. How about that? Isn't that a double of the same idea? Reishit Chodosh. So it means it has to be Dafka Min HaChodosh. No, that's, tell me a different thing. I'll be borrowed by the Kiritanya. Rabbi Natan V'Rabbi Akiva Amru. Shtei halechem abaot min hayashan kisheirot. You could actually bring your mincha chadosha from Yashan. Umani mekayim chadasha. only that it should be the first of all the menachot that are being brought from the new grain. But does that mean that they themselves have to be brought from the new grain? No. Bring them from any grain you want. Once this carbon is brought, it's matir all of the new grain. Where does it say that it has to be dafka, the first example of the new grain? From Reishit. That's L'mitzvah. So therefore, we have two separate limudim. We don't have a repetition of the same halacha. Now, you'll notice that this has only attacked one of our cherished notions. Ad kan lo pligi ela b'chadash. But I mean, everybody's agreed so far. You definitely have to bring the Omer and the Shtei Alechem from Eretz Yisrael, right? Well, that too is challenged now. Avo Baretz, lo pligi. Of course, the Omer and Shtei Alechem come from Aretz, in Michutz Laretz, lo. However, I'm sad to tell you that Keman Deloki Haitana, that even that doubly cherished notion is not true according to everybody. Detanya Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Omer ba mechutz laaretz. Umani mekayem ba mechutz laaretz. It says befeish. Ki tavo el haaretz asher ani noten lachem uktzartem es tzira veveitem et omer reishit ktzirchem al hakoenim. It's such a moving, a dramatic pasuk. And you're telling me, well, not necessarily. How could you do that? Ah, that's not a problem. Mani mekayem ki tavo el haaretz. All that is saying is that until you come into Eretz Yisrael and you're ktzartem et ketzira, you're not chayef to bring an omer before kedusha l'aretz. It's coming to define the period of the chiyuv haomer, not the place of the chiyuv haomer. V'kasavar, now obviously he has to hold that there is a din of chadash in chutz l'aretz, midyoraita. Because the idea of that would be, if there's chadash, so then if I'm bringing the omer from chutz l'aretz, it's matir the perot of chutz l'aretz too. But if there would be no heter of the perot of chutz l'aretz, then this material that I'm bringing is irrelevant to the purpose for which it's being brought. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda indeed holds that the din of chadash in chutz l'aretz is the oraita, and he knows that from mimoshvotechem, all of your settlement, kol makom shatem yoshvim, wherever you have managed to settle, even in Borough Park, Saskatchewan, you can go ahead and bring eat only the tefuah after the hakravas haomer.
Can you imagine cutting wheat grown in Borough Park?
The same way I can imagine living in Borough Park. I honestly don't believe that I could be paid enough. Literally.
It's always important to remember that tekes is always extra. Don't invest too much in tekesim.
You bring us wheat from Turkey. From Turkey.
But as we said, it would be kosher even without.
According to this man, the Omer. Well, let me just finish the words. V'kivan d'oraita hi, since the din is that chadash applies fully midioraita, so therefore akrivin amikrivin. It makes sense that we should be able to bring the carbon to be matir that chadash. So who's to say therefore that kitavo? If kitavo doesn't mean that's when it's usher to eat the new grain. That's where it's usher to eat the new grain. It only means that's when it's usher to eat the new grain. Then kitavo doesn't mean that's where to bring the new grain. It just means that when the time has come that you can bring that grain from Eretz Yisrael, bring it from anywhere to be matir all places. Now, this does not necessarily mean that the machloket about whether chadash is chayev and chutz l'aretz is dependent on one's opinion in this issue. It's true that Rabbi Yehuda has no choice but to say that Chodesh is Chayav Chutzlar. But it's certainly possible the other way. You could hold Chodesh is Chayav Chutzlar to still understand Kitavo as being a definition of where to bring the Omer from. That's still true. And indeed, it's the Rambam Paskins, both, which would otherwise be contradiction, both halachas, as it's Dafka from Eretz Yisrael, and nonetheless, Chodesh would be Asur Chutzlar. So let's not take this too much as a given. Speak, Sir Yaakov.
According to this man, Omer, how do we have the right then go out on Shabbos and if it's the Yevet okay from
Yashar? Said before that
the most famous example is Brit Milah after you already did the Brit Milah kosher. In other words, you did a sufficiently kosher Brit Milah. You have tzitzin, but they're not makvin at Milah. You continue to cut the tzitzin because you're involved in doing the mitzvah in its finest fashion.
Except if you're living in San Francisco.
Yes, yes. Then you're risking your life. The Matnita Tana, Mishmei Rabbi Akiva, Zot HaTorah LaMincha, Ma Mincha Mekadeshet Bevalua, Afko Mekadeshet Bevalua, V'Yitzrich L'Michtav B'Chatat, V'Yitzrich L'Michtav B'Mincha. Tika Tavrach Vana B'Mincha, Mishum D'Rechicha Bal'a, Ava Chatat Emalo. On the other hand, Tika Tavrach Vana B'Chatat, Mishum D'Bosra, Agav D'Shemen Kodir, into whatever touches it. Avu Mincha Emalo Tzricha. What do I learn from Chatat? Ma Chatat Enava, Ela Menachulin, Uvyom, Uvyado Yemanit, Av kol eno ba ela menachulin, u ba yom, u viado a yemanit. And chatat gufa minal, anam rev chistam akra, vikriva aron et para chatat asher lo, lo mi shel lo. This is for lo mi shel maaser. So now, this is Rabbi Akiva's basis. And you say, lo mi shel maaser, but you say, ba yom, we learn from chatat, mi yad savod anafka. It's kidei nazva. And biyado a yemanit. We learn from Hatat, we learn from Rabba Bar Afka. The Omer Rabba Bar Barchana, what do we learn from Mitzora? That come, come, shenemar, etzba uchuna, in the valley you mean, it's also kidei nazba. Asham, ma asham, I can't learn the din of Shvir Vishoya because ain't done in Evshar Mishievshar. What I learn, says Rabbi Akiva, is ma asham atzvotab mutarin, afkol atzvotab mutarin. Now, that explains how Rabbi Akiva knows Chulin from Chatat. But what does he do with the pasuk of Zavachta Pesach? The tzon of Akar? My Ovid, like, Miboyle, the Grim Nachman, the Grim Nachman, the Rabba Baravua. Mina, in the Motara Pesach, Shekarev Shlamim, Shinema, Zavachta Pesach, Lashem, Lokecha, tzon of Akar, Veloin Pesach Ba, Ela Minakvasim, and Minaizim. Ela, it's coming to teach me. Motara Pesach, Yele Davar Rabba Minatzon Minabakar. What? Well, Miochem Afka, Minavudish Wun Afka. Dichtiv Im Minatzon Korbanel Zevach Shlamim. Viomar Avudish Wun, this means Im Minatzon, Davar Rabba Minatzon, Yele Zevach Shlamim. And not only that, there's even a third Pesach, Akata Miochem Afka, Miatam Afka. Tetanya Keves, the Rabbatata Pesach Lealia. Kishu Omer Im Keves. Lavi Pesach Shavrash Lator Shlamim Aboy Machmat Pesach, which is Motar Pesach. Lekol Mitzvot Shlamim Shiyta Anus Michanasachim Tuv Chazveshok Kishu Omer Viim Eiz Hivsika Inyan Limeda Leshena Tuna Alia. Tlata Korrekti Vechad Lav Rezmanu Vavishnato Chad Lav Rezmanu Velo Avrashnato Chad Lo Avrezmanu Velo Avrashnato. And obviously Tzricha. If I only would have known one, I would have said, "Oh, that's only Avrashato, Avrashato." Mishum diitchile legamre, aval Avraz banov lo Avrashato, which is still chazi lePesach Sheni, emalo. V'yashmin Avraz banov lo Avrashato, I would say, okay, at least it's itchile bePesach Rishon. But in a case where it was even before Pesach and lo Avraloz banov lo Shnato, I feel lePesach Rishon chazi emalo. How can I bring that as a shlomi tzricha? Kol korbanot ha-tzibur v'ayachid ba'im min ha-aretz v'chutz ha-aretz v'chadash min ha-yashan, chutz min omer v'shtei alechem, she'inan ba'in ela min ha-chadash u'min ha-aretz, v'chulan ina ba'in ela min ha-mufchar, ve'eza ha-mufchar shalahem, it would be michmas and zanucha, they are al falisolet, shni alahem aforiim bevik'a. Kol ha-aretzot v'kshirot, ela mikan ha-yum evi'im. Matnitin d'loki ha-aitan ha-detanya. Omer Abba Minayashan, Kasher, שתי הלחם הבאות מן הישן, כשרות על שחסר מצווה. אומר דכתיב תקריב את מנחת בקורח, which is extra, it's תקריב אפילו מן העלייה, שתי הלחם דכתיב עם בושבותיכם תביאו, ולא מחוץ לארץ, and עם בושבותיכם אפילו מן העלייה. What? You just said עם בושבותיכם אפיק תלתנו ולא מחוץ לארץ. But I'm across, תביאו, that extra תביאו זה אפילו מן העלייה. I thought we used that before. The Talmidim we buy like the koshata mevi mimakom acher. It should be the same measurements as the isaron kazeh. Ah, but in Cain, list of krat tavi, my taviu, shuramina tarte. The active reshit, that's a mitzvah. But it also says bircha chadasha. That's not extra. That's we buy like the kiretanya. Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Akiva, Amru, shtei alechem habaot min hayashan kishirot. ומען אם מקיים חדשה, שתי חדשה לכל המנחות. צעד כאן לא פליגי אלא מחדש, but as far as בארץ לא פליגי, דאמר ושתה לכם, only come from ארץ, אין מחוץ לארץ, לא. But even that is כמנת לא כי הייתה, no. זה תעני רבי יש, רבי רומר, עומר בא מחוץ לארץ, ומען אם מקיים כי תבוא אל הארץ, שלא נתחייבו בעומר, קודם שנכנסו לארץ. וכסוף החודש בחוץ לארץ דיראיתי, תכתיב במושפותיכם, כל מקום שאתם יושבים משמע, וכי תבואו, is coming to teach me the זמן ביהי. כי מדירה איתה, so then I'm going to be מקריב, and from there.